Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. So, I know that before the new year, I'd mentioned that I wanted to really delve into my podcast this upcoming year, this current year now. And it's still my plan and still my intent. The first 2 weeks of January, I didn't have my voice. I lost it. And it's back now, thank goodness. I went everywhere in Spokane, Washington to get the Archangel Fire Oracle because that's the one that I want to use to walk through meeting the Archangels. And nowhere in Spokane had it. So it finally arrived in the mail via Amazon. And we're going to go ahead and get this started. The first suit is Suit 1, Archangels of the Black Ray. Color of the flame is black, like white, black contains all colors. Chakra location is the galactic core, zero point. Healing qualities, neutralizing negative energies, harmonization, protection, overcoming fears, manifestation, comfort, nurturing the shadow. Crystal associations, obsidian, black tourmaline, shungite, black diamond. Essential oil is black pepper. Star constellation, the galactic core, the black hole. And then there are two sigils associated with the Suit 1 Archangels of the Black Ray. This is from Alexandra Wenman, a 40-card deck and guidebook. Sariel, Dark Knight of the Soul. Often described as one of the fallen angels and the brother of Lucifer, the Lightbearer. Sariel is an archangel who can help uncover the hidden blessing within darkness. If you are encountering a dark night of the soul, Sariel brings comfort, helping you offer yourself loving kindness in the depths of your despair. He is a potent ally to call upon when you have nowhere else to turn. Sariel helps us to uncover the triumph within our loss. Like the image of him as an African Dagon priest emerging from the darkness within this card, he lights the path to redemption, reigniting hopefulness. When you have met Sariel and understand enlightenment is not only about light, but about balancing of polarities, you will have met the innermost sanctum of your duality and come into the eyes of the storm. If you can master peace within your pain, you have mastered your emotions, and can find yourself at home within any situation. Message. Although you feel like you have abandoned hope, abandon yourself not. You are being cracked open to reveal your depths. Treasure awaits you on the other side of this deep initiation. So now it goes through a way to meditate and to meet Sariel. So if you'd like, go ahead and find a comfortable position. If you're able to, lower yourself into the yoga child's pose and rest your forehead against the floor or the ground. Close your eyes and with humility in your heart, invite Sariel to meet you in the darkness of surrender. Feel into the space in your heart where your pain resides. And imagine you are walking into a great cave with zero illumination. Feel the blackness of this cave envelope you like a warm cloak, and imagine Sariel as a huge protective presence enfolding you in his inky velvet wings. Let deep comfort meet you here as you fall into the solace within your depths. Rest in the warm, black light of Sariel for as long as you need to, receiving all you require as you speak to him of all you have been through. Pour out your woes. Take this time to meditate and reflect. Pour out your woes to Sariel. Invite him in to protect you. Bent cereal and imagine you are emerging from the cave out into daylight. Gently roll to your side and hug yourself into a fetal position. Open your eyes and slowly sit up, allowing yourself to stretch. Let your movements be gentle for the rest of the day. Keep cereal's cloak around you for extra security. Diamond Fire Alchemy Lightning of Oblivion. Cereal's lightning is oblivion is rarely sought by conscious choice. These experiences can come like a bolt from the blue, swiftly drawing the unseen into our awareness. But with courage and compassion, you can use the situation to your advantage. You are not being punished, you are revealing more of your God self. Close your eyes and invite Cereal to send his powerful electric black lightning into any pain that has arisen due to a sudden, shocking revelation in your life. Like the forensic blue light used at a crime scene, Cereal's black light will show up any hidden solutions you may not have already thought of. When faced with truly difficult situations, invoking the black light of oblivion may well reveal an unexpected miracle. Do not hold on to any expectation at a specific outcome, you may block the situation solution. This takes absolute trust. Hand the entire situation over to Cereal and the Archangels. Ask for the highest truth and healing to occur and surrender to whatever comes. When the process is complete, cover yourself with Cereal's cloak, then open your eyes. Become the angel. We humans are often too hard on ourselves. You embody Cereal's wisdom by loving all the aspects of you that you deem ugly. Embrace your shadow and forgive yourself any mistakes. It is always darkest before the dawn, so stay in trust and have faith that this too shall pass. That was Cereal from the Archangel Fire Oracle by Alexandra Wenman. It's a 40-card deck and guidebook. You can find it on Amazon for a really good price, actually. And I would highly recommend this Oracle deck. This is not a paid sponsorship. I am not making any ad revenue off of this whatsoever. No royalties, nor nothing. Anyways, thanks for joining in. I hope you like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is that may be, and join in next time. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.